Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Resh Ayin Gimel, mitzvah 273, as we continue now in the post-Purim world, and we start with Perach of Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalid, two mitzvahs relating to basically the same idea, but split up by the mitzvahs, still relating to the Kohen Gadol. If you're keeping track, as we started off in Parshas Emor, we had seven mitzvahs relating to the Kohen Hediot, also the Kohen Gadol, but seven related to the Kohen Hediot, two relating to Tumen Tara, and one in terms of Tfil Yom, and then three relating to who he can marry, one relating to the cover that he gets, but either way, seven mitzvahs related to a Kohen Hediot, and now we are in the process of having five mitzvahs relating to the Kohen Gadol. Five unique mitzvahs, two relating to Tuma, just like the Kohen Hediot had, and now we have three in terms of who he can and cannot marry. Last week we had the mitzvahs asay to marry a Nara Besula, and now we have the two los asays, not marrying an Almana, and not having Bia with an almana, two separate isurim, as we will talk about. And then we get up to other issues relating to Kohanim in general. But today is Shelo Yisa, Kohen Gadol, Almana. Where does that come up? So that's in the Pasuk. Two phrases in the Pasuk lead to two isurim. Almana ugrusha vachalala zona es ela lo yikach. He's not allowed to marry any of these four women. The second, third, and fourth of the Pasuk we already know from a Kohen Hediot. He's even more than a Kohen Hediot. The Torah didn't really have to repeat those. We'll see why the Torah repeats those in a couple of minutes. But it says Almana. That's the first one on the list. That's the Chiddush one here. Es Ela Lo Yikach. He's not allowed to be Lokeach, meaning marry. Ki im Besula Me'amav Yikach Isha. And then the Torah is V'lo Yechalel Zaro Ba'amav. And he shall not desecrate his seed in his nation. That's a reference to the next mitzvah, which is Bia. Ki ani Hashem Mekadesho. But today we're focusing on Pasuk Yud Dalet, which is Almana, as one of the Es Ela Lo Yikach. So says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo Yisa Kohen Gadol Levad Almana. The Kohen Gadol alone is the only one who's not allowed to marry a widow. Shneamar almana ugrusha v'chalala zona es ela liikach. V'lo hayesorach achasov lachzar iser grusha v'chalala zona b'Kohen Gadol. The Torah did not have to repeat these three isurim, as we just mentioned. Shadera klal nesru al kol kohen v'hu rosh hakohenim. Because these are usher to all kohenim. There are no kulas by Kohen Gadol. They're only chumras. So he is a kohen. He's a Kohen Gadol, but he's a Kohen, and therefore, the Torah didn't have to repeat it. But, why does it repeat it? Al-Kain Pirshu Zechronim Levracha. So the Gemara Meseches Kedusha tells us why did it repeat it? Kilo Lamed Lanu Inyin Ba-Kefel Ha-Asara Be-Grusha V'Chalala Zona Be-Kohen Gadol. The Gemara there explains why it repeats it. It repeats it for the following, to teach me the following halacha. That it is possible for a woman to be all four. Not that there are, he's usher in each of these, but if there's one woman that is usher in all four, she is an almana, and a grusha, and a chalala, and a zoda, and she became all of those statuses in the correct order, so then the Kohen Gadol, if he is with this woman, can get four separate averos. That's why it is repeated here, to teach us that halacha. V'yamav v'gamav v'kidushin, shebalalame, shebizman, sheyikre, sheyu, kol yisurim elu, b'isha achas, k'seder azeh, in the specific seder, shebetchila titalmein, first she is an almana, v'yachach tisgarish, and then after her husband dies, she gets remarried, and then she gets divorced, v'yachach tischalel, and after that, she marries a kohen, so she becomes a chalala, v'yachach kach teyasa zona, and then she's nivalala pasola, and therefore she becomes a zona, as we discussed last week, uba alea kohen gadol, and then the kohen gadol lives with this woman, shechayev al bia achas, arba malkios, four sets of malkios, because it's four averus, v'ushahus Barbaros Halavin. That's why it's repeated by Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol could be get all four. The Imbala Kohen Hediot Loka Shalosh, the Kohen Hediot will only get three because Almana is mutter to him. Why would this be the case? Why would this be the case that the Kohen Gadol would get all four Isurim? Don't we know the principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser? If something's already Usser to me, it can't become more Usser. So here's what the Chinuch says, among other places, but here's where he says there are three exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. These are based on Mishnayos and Maseches Krisus, which is the next Masechta that Daf Yomi Be'ez Hashem will be learning. Says the Chinuch, V'hatam she'yischayvu aleha harbi malchias, kishi k'seder azeh, why is one chayiv many malchias? So let's read the Chinuch, and then we will see where else it comes from. Lefishiyish ba beinyan ze iser mosif, because by each of these is an iser mosif. There's an added element to the iser. Kamosha kasavra lamal samach. But Mrs. Losa say, hey, as he wrote earlier in mitzvah reish samaches, shein iser chalal iser ela kishayihya iser mosif or iser kolo iser ban kaachas. There are the three exceptions right there. Mosif, Kolel, and Isurin Ba'in Ka'achas. We'll define each of those. The third one is easy to define. They come at the same moment. If an Anna, then that's a case of Isur Basachas. Kamosher is Barbu Sechas Krisus. So for example, when my brother's wife gets married, when my brother gets married, his wife is also to me Mishum Eishas Ish and Mishum Eishas Ach. That's exact same moment those Isurim start. That's an example of Isur Basachas. If a man is with his brother's wife, so then he gets two Averis. Two krisas, two chatos, if it's a shogeg. The insarach lomar, and the other two we'll talk about more in a second, Mosif and Kola. The insarach lomar, shim bal arba nashim, v'achas men amon, v'achas grusha, v'achas lev, v'achas zona, v'hustra al kulon, shechayev arba malkios. And it's lesser of a chiddush, it's more obvious to say that if a kohen gadol is with four different women in one time period, and they each have a different shame, a different status, then for sure you get four sets. The chiddush is even the same woman, and if you're warned for all of them, then you get four sets of malchus for the same woman. If there's four different women involved, that's called gufin muchlakin. The bodies themselves create distinctions, and therefore, one would get four malchus. Bein sheyavo alein keseder, o shelo keseder, hovein gufin muchlakin. In the case of four women, it doesn't matter what order you do it in. You get zona, amana, grusha, all the different orders. That doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's talk a little bit about these Isurim. First of all, there is a big discussion in the Achronim, Ein Isur Chal Al Isur. What does that mean? Does that mean there is totally no Isur when one Isur comes out with another Isur? Let's say something's already Asur to me, and now it's going to become more Asur to me, or it's going to be Asur again. So really, it's no more Asur to me, or is it Asur to me, but I don't get too onshed for it. But really, it is chal. That is, it seems to be a discussion in Yevamos Daf Lamed Beis and Daf Lamed Gimel. Seems to be a machlokas tanoim. Because one of the tanoim say that, l'may nafka mina, iser chal al iser, l'kovro bein rasha'im gemurim. That's the language of the Gemara. It could be that one, we know, Bizman ha-Gemara, not really Bizman ha-Zeh, but Bizman ha-Gemara, they bury people based on their status. If Bezdin puts somebody to death, so then they're not buried in a regular area of the cemetery. And even within the Dalet Mises Bezdin, Skilas Reva Herek Chenek, the two more chamor misos, the people who were killed by those two, so we're not buried close with the people who were killed by the more kal Chayvi Mises Bezdin. So it all depends. So the Gemara in Yevamos here suggests that it would be chal. The second Isser would be chal. If he violates, he gets the Isser. Upstairs in Shemayim, he violated. He just wouldn't get another punishment. But Lamay Nafkamina, he would bury him as if he violated both Isurim. So the Gemara seems to say there that it's a discussion in the Tanoim whether you would say Isser chal Isser means totally nothing. Nothing is chal, or it is chal. You just don't get two punishments. Rabbi Chanan as well, in Kovetz Ha'aris, in Simin Lamid, Os Hey, he discusses this Gemara. V'hadim avur b'Gemara daf lamed beis mabeis. L'kovro bein rishayim gemurim. Tzarech lomar mishum de yeshna l'sibas ha'iser. It must be that the second iser does exist. Uki dechazina dehavi erva l'tvisas kiddushin. If he will makom dein iser chal iser, you could create the status of an erva even if you say ein iser chal iser. Kegon achos isha al nida. Uvahay time asagin l'kovro bein rishayim gemurim. So he says you have these types of examples where you have the Isser but no punishment. He gives another fascinating mashal, a katan. A katan could have a status, maybe even have done a maisa avera, but no punishment. No punishment. Another example, the maisa avera is done, but you're not going to get punishment. So maybe that's all Isser chal Isser means, according to this Gemara. That it is chal. You just don't get two punishments. Either way, that is a big discussion in the Achronim. The context of how Rabbi Chanan got into this was he was talking about cooking treif meat in milk. Bishul Nevela B'chalav. So you're not going to violate Basa B'chalav for eating that. It's Bishul Nevela. It's Nevela. So therefore, it is not going to be, you're not going to say in Isser Chal Isser possibly. That's Rabbi Chanan's discussion. Okay, so let's now go to the three categories that were mentioned. So Isser Basachas, we know. Isser that appears at the exact same moment. What about the other two? Isser Kolel and Isser Mosif. What does that mean? So if you look in, you can look in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Krisus, or you can look in the Encyclopedia Talmudit in Chelek Aleph, in the first Chelek. Ein Isser Chal Isser. He discusses, obviously they discuss, they put together all of the examples of Isser Chal Isser and Mosif and Kolel. Mosif, let's talk about first, Isser Mosif, which is what the Chinuch says, this is an example of, if first a woman is Asa Mishum Almana, and then Grusha, and then Chalala, and then Zona, each of those are an Isser Mosif. Why? Because more people are included in the Isser. That's one way to look at it. As he says, Tosefes Anashim. Ha Isser Achadish Chala Al Anashim Acherim. Shalhayu Asurim Ba'oso Davar. Right, this woman is Asur. She's an Almana. All of a sudden she becomes a Grusha. So now more people are Asur to her. Kohanim. Used to just be Kohen Gadol was Asur. The fact that she is a Grusha now, she becomes Asur to more people, like Kohen Hedyot. So since she's Asur to Kohen Hedyot Mishum Grusha, so the halacha is that even Kohen Gadol, she's Asur Mishum Grusha as well. Once it's Chal regarding other people, so too it's Chal regarding the Kohen Gadol as well. And once she becomes a Chalala, once she becomes a Chalala, so then she is Asur even, or even before that. Once she becomes a Zona, so she is Asur to even a certain cases, even a Yisrael. The Isser Zona applies by Yisrael, meaning Ishes Ishes Insa, a Yisrael has to divorce his wife. So you see the Isser Zona, the shame Zona applies to Yisrael. So once she becomes a Zona, she's Asur to a Yisrael, so therefore she's Asur to the Kohen Hedyot, a Kohen Gadol as well. Finally, she becomes a Chalala, so then even if she's a Bas Kohen, she can no longer eat Truma in her father's house. So more items, more elements appear to this Isser, so therefore it is all Chal on the Kohen Gadol himself as well. So that is Isser Mosif. And that's what we're talking about here. What's an Isser Kolel? What's an Isser Kolel? Isser Kolel means there are more items included in the Isser. Like a piece of treif on Yom Kippur. If I eat a piece of treif on Yom Kippur, so what do you mean? It was Asur before Yom Kippur. So do I get the Isser of Yom Kippur also when I eat this? The answer is yes. Because beforehand, only this piece was Asur. And Yom Kippur, all food are Asur. So therefore, that's called an Isser Kolel. It includes more items. This is, again, there are discussions that we showed him about this, but Mosif usually is translated as, it's Asur to more people. One example. Or, and Kolel, it's Usser, more items are included in the Isser. There is another type of Isser Mosif, and that is, it becomes more Usser to me. Meaning, it used to be only Usser Ba'achila, and now it becomes Usser Ba'hana'a. That's also an example of an Isser Mosif. It's more Usser to me. So that's a very important principle that applies generally, except for one case. And this is the Rambam's important Nekuda Nifla'a. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos and Krisus in the third parak goes through all these three categories, Basachas, Mosif, and Kolel, the three exceptions to Isser Chalal Isser, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Then he says, let me tell you a gem. Yesh B'dvarenu Eila Nekuda Nifla'a. Let me tell you an unbelievable pearl, and that is, you should know this because it's a mafteach to understand a lot of different cases which people get confused in. And that is, Basar B'chalav, that's an exception to the rule. Even though we leaned in yesterday's parsha, it is Asur Be'achila and Bahana and Bishul. The Isur Hana of Basar B'chalav is not a separate entity. The Isur Hana of Basar B'chalav flows from the Isur Achila. It's all one root. And therefore, the Isur Hana of Basar B'chalav is not considered an Isur Mosif on the Isur Achila of Basar B'chalav. Because it's all at root the same shame Isur. That's the Rambam's Nekuda Nifla. Even though, as we just said, usually Isser Hana can be Chal on an Isser Achila, because it's more inclusive, it's called an Isser Mosif. When it comes to the Isser Hana and Isser Achila of Basar B'chalav, it's one shame Isser. And therefore, it would not be called Isser Mosif. I'll read you the Rambam's Lashon. V'atshuva l'kach she'abasa b'chalav lo neser b'hano ela machmas she'asar ha'kasav achiloso. L'fi ha'klal she'b'yarnu she'kol she'neser b'achila neser lehanos ba she'ifra l'chal kasav. V'in ba pasuk ha'oser achiloso u'pasuk ha'oser lehanos bo. Right? The pasuk doesn't even say don't eat it or don't get it on it. Just as lo savashel. Ela shnei advarim yachad him iser basar b'chalav. V'kivet she'amarnu ein iser chal al iser l'fichach lo yachol iser basar b'chalav al iser nevela hare lo yehe aser b'hano ela yeh mutar b'hano v'ochlo b'shur nevela. The Isser Hana of Basar B'chalav will not be chal because at root it's like a super Isser Achila, and therefore it cannot be Chal on other Isurei Achilas. So that's a crucial Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos in Maseches Krisos. Okay. One other Ha'ara, and that the Minchas Chinuch himself mentions, not here, but he mentions it back, if you turn back a couple of mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadik, back in Mitzvah 190. We discussed this, it's in this same volume. The Mitzvah the Minchas Chinuch discussed, does this principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser apply to B'nai Noach? Does it apply to non-Jews? Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So in Oz Vav there, he has that suffix. Vani Mesupak, Yibib Ben Noach, Shayach Gamkin, Isser Chal Al Isser. So he says, well, since we assume, and this is a machlokas we've shown him, since we assume it's a svara, it's not based on a pasuk, so I think it should apply to non-Jews also, the principle of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. If it would be based on a pasuk, then you have to say, Pesukim only apply to Jews, but drushes. But if it's based on a svara, that's what he says at the end of Oz Vav, Venire, Dein chilik bazel ben Yisrael to kamosh gabi Yisrael lo yafid on zem mikra rak svara kama palim b'shas to kiven the mushpah v'yomid who ain chal alav oat iser im kim gabi b'nei noach nami ain iser chal al iser im lo kolal umosif kamo bi Yisrael. So that's his svara, his suggestion in Ozvav that it should apply to non-Jews also. There was a discussion in the Rishonim, is there a source for this? Some Rishonim have a source for the iser chal, ain iser chal al iser. Either way, that is the Minchas Chinuch. Let's continue now. V'yem tishal. So what did we just say? The reason that these other women, almana is mentioned here, but grusha chalal zona, why are they repeated? To teach me that if you do it in this order, you can get all four averes at once. V'yim tishal v'tomar, but if you ask me, ask the chinuch, ech yoka harbe malkis, how can you get four malkis on this? Bein isha, bein b'isha achad, bein maharbe. Even by more than one woman. V'kai malon ein lokan alav shebeklawos. Isn't this alav shebeklawos? An issue that includes many different averes, like we discussed at length by lo sochlu al adam. It's one lashon, lo yikach. One lashon, and you get many, how can you, isn't that lav shebeklawos? How is it lav shebeklawos? Who? Shari pekulan ba haminiyah balav echer. It's only one pasuk in the Torah. Answers the chinuch at shuvah, no. Chazal already explained this by saying it's as if this separate psukim. Why? Because the pasuk says by Kohen Hed Yo Isha Grusha Me Isha Lo Yikachu, and it compares that even though all of the women are included in one iser, it repeats Grusha to say that just like this is independent, so too they're all independent by Kohen Hedyot. And once they're independent by Kohen Hedyot, they're also independent by Kohen Gadol. Kachaluka b'kohen gadol. So we learn that from Kohen Hedyot that these are all separate Yisurim. It's not a violation of Lav Sheva Klalos. Mishershi a mitzvah. One of the roots of the mitzvah, l'fishi ish b'disui ha'amana machshavos zaros. As we said earlier, by a grusha, by an amana, the it's possible that the woman is thinking about previous relationships. And for a Kohen and a Kohen Gadol, for sure, we have a very high standard. We don't want her to be able to be even be old enough to have thought, and that's why Kohen Gadol has to marry somebody very young, and someone who was never connected to a previous man, even with just Erison. Like Chazal say in Psachim, Shebacher, Shnasa Almana, Shalosh Deos Bemita. Again, there's other mindsets in the bed. Okay, midini mitzvah. What are some of the halachas of this mitzvah? Masham zechanu lavracha shalmani he nikreis afilu mina erison. Alman is even if they never had nisuin. They only had the first stage of marriage. Erison, that's also enough. The kohen gadol shemeis achiv. What happens if a kohen gadol's brother dies? So an almana falls to him beyibum. So what does he do? So usually you might say, well, eishes ach is usually matir by yibum. So well, this is just a lav. No, we don't say that. We don't say that. Eishes ach is inherent in the mitzvah. And that's why we allow eishes ach to be nidche for the mitzvah of yibum. But here you have a separate aveira, and therefore we do not allow the Kohen Gadol to do yibum to his brother's wife. Asks the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Chaf, why don't we say ati docha lo saseh? The asay of yibim should be docha, the lo saseh of amana lo yikach, answers the Gemara, that would work, that's true, for bia rishona. But it would not work for Biashnia, and therefore, because Biashnia, you're already Mekai in the mitzvah. So where goes there? Biarishona atu Biashnia, and therefore we don't allow the Kohen Gadol to do Yibum. We make him do Chalitza. There is a Zika, he has to do something. It's not like it's an Isser Kares, where there is no Zika, but we make him do Chalitza. In that case, make him do chalitza. Ha'isim kodesh savik kedushin u'meis arusa. If there was a savik kedushin, then again, he is also because of safek. as well. There is an important Tosas. Once we're here on in Yevamos Daf Chaf, one line on that Tosas, one important Ha'ara on that Gemara. The Gemara says again, we ask for Bir Rishona to be Yishniyah, because by Bir Rishona, you've already done the mitzvah. Ask Tosfos, what's the mitzvah? Isn't the mitzvah to be Mekim al Shem Achiv Ameis, to impregnate your sister-in-law, and in that way be able to have a child to continue the name of your brother? So, how does this work anyway? The Gemara tells us, Ein Isha Misaberes Mi Bir Rishona. So therefore, how does the first Bir, how is that the kind of mitzvah anyway? So even in general, how do you ever do Yibum? If we say that a husband and wife will not, again, we're not getting into the science of this right now. We're getting into just the Chazal. So there's never, the first Bia will never lead to Hakam Hashem. And therefore, how is Bia ever done? So this has a very important line. V'yomari, delo kashamidi, delo be'inan shetehe ru'uya lahakam Hashem. You don't need it to be. You don't need the bia to be ru'uya. You need the people to be ru'uya. As long as the people are ru'uya, so then even if this specific bia is not, because it's bia rishona, that's good enough for the mitzvah of yibam. You need gavers that are ru'uya lahakam Hashem. That's Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, and that's how even bia rishona could be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. The chinuch goes on in the paragraph that I was just reading and said, if there's a case of safek almana, so then also he is asur to her shekal safek bidaraisa asur min haTorah. Like every safek daraisa is lechumra. The alkein amru zechanu levracha b'chol makom safek daraisa lechumra. Maybe tomorrow, if we have more time, we'll talk about safek daraisa lechumra, the major machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba, whether that itself is a din daraisa or a din drabanan. But first, let's just finish related mitzvahs to today's mitzvah, the related issues. The Kohen Gadol, next paragraph, if the Kohen Gadol violates and marries, sanctifies, Kidesh Almana Ubala, that is the full Isser. Somebody gets married to an Almana and lives with her, that's two Averis. That's today's mitzvah of marrying an Almana, and the next mitzvah of having Bia with an Almana. If he does both, he gets two. Ach v'shem Almana lo yigach v'ach v'shem leichal azar ba'amav. Shulah b'fnei atzmo. What if he only did one? So if he just did Kiddushin and no Bia, then there's no Malkus. That's the Chinuch Shita here. There's no Malkus. Even though it says Lo Yikach. There's only Malkus. Once Bia is done, then you can get Malkus for the Kiddushin. But if there is no Bia done, then you don't get Malkus for the Kiddushin. But the other way, tomorrow's Aveira, he says it here, but so we'll do it now, does work. This is an exception to the rule. Just Bia also gets Malkus. If you remember, this was the one exception to the rule that the Rambam mentions. In all of these Isurim, Grusha, Chalala, Zona, the Rambam says you only get Malkus in the context of marriage. If there's a Kiddushin and then a Bia, that's what the Rambam says, with one exception, Amon of the Kohen Gadol. That was Perak Yizayin and Hilchos Isurei Bia. Rambam says, Kol Kohen Shenasa Achad Mishalosh Anashim, Bein Kohen Hedot Bekohen Hedyot, Uba Valoke, V'imbal Lederach Znus, you get Malkus. V'imbal Lederach Znus, Eino Loke. You don't get Malkus unless it's within a marriage, except for this one. That's this separate. This is the only exception to the rule, and that's what he says in the last paragraph. Because after all, it says, he was machalel this almana, and the language of this iser of tomorrow's Isser, as I said, the next Isser is Lo Yechalel Zaro. So he was Mechalel Lamaisa, even not being married. But all the other Isurim had a lashon of Lo Yikach, and therefore it's only in the context of marriage. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we'll talk more about Savik Daraisa L'Chumra in the next year, and we'll get into the other half of this Isser, and that is the Isser of Bias Kohen Gadol with an Almana. Okay, we'll stop here.